Harness racing in Tasmania is in Launceston on Sunday night, with the first race at 5:23, the last of nine at 9:44. As we record this podcast, it's Thursday night. Ricky Duggan, three wins away from 1,700 career wins. He may have achieved that feat in Hobart on Friday. We'll have to go back and look at the results to see if he has or hasn't. He joins me online now. How are you going, Rick?
G'day, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's have a look at your drives in Launceston on Sunday night. And the first of them appears in race number two with Spoilt Sport. She's a handy four-year-old mare who went round in Hobart last time out in the race, won by Resurgent Storm. She led up on that occasion, but the tempo was pretty solid there the last 1,200.
Yeah, too right. Yeah, like you said, she led up, and over the 2,090, the last 1,200 was pretty strong quarters, and just took a toll on her because she ran the gate a bit early to lead up, and then only got a slight breather, and then the pressure was on her again, which she didn't like. But back to the sort of trip in Lonnie Sunday, that'll suit her better. I think the mile racing suits her better.
Yeah, certainly has. She's won four races all over the sprint trip, including her most recent win two starts ago. Yeah, in Hobart over the sprint trip, win first up from a spell. Let's head across to the feature race on the card. It is for Launceston Mile, and you drive this exciting pacer in Coolwater Paddy, who's going to take on some of the stakes free-for-all pacers here for the first time. We'll get a true guide of where he's at on Sunday night, Rick, but he's been dominant in two starts this prep.
Yeah, he has. Nice and Lawson. But he's stepping up to a few of the big guns this week, so it'll be interesting to see how he can match up against the Shelby Bromax over, the Go-Go Gigi horse has been going good in the stands, Hector, Legal Immigrant, and No Spring Secrets. It's not going to be easy, but he's drawn the pole, so, and over the mile, so he's drawn good enough to we'll get a guide on how he can go with some of them anyway.
I know he sort of worked forward to find the lead in Hobart last start, Ricky, but a lot of his recent starts, he sort of drew the second row. Has he got the speed to make the most of the pole draw, if that's what you desire, really?
I think he has. Like you said, he's drawn the back a lot. He's drawn the back line a lot, dunking his starts. But we've never, he's never drawn the front much to really ask him to run the gate. But on the couple of occasions I have asked him to come out, he can come out pretty good, yeah.
Does have a PB over the mile in 156.7, which is a very good credit for him with only having the 13 career starts. I noticed he had a standing start trial in Hobart on Monday night. I presume connections are looking at the Easter Cup. With that in mind, what were his manners like?
Not too bad. Yeah, he wasn't too bad because he can get himself a bit fizzy and bloody revved up that little horse. But he's walked in and stood up and, went away slow but safe enough. Yeah, he wasn't too bad, considering how he can get himself wound up. He handled it pretty good, actually.
Yeah, disappointing with the COVID-19 virus going around, because I know connections were keen to take him across Bass Strait, but the Easter Cup could be a nice little consolation. We'll just have a quick look at your last two drives on the card. Rick, LJ's Blue in race 8 comes up with the pole draw. You've got a handy record when you drive this Chris Viney train gelding. I think you've been in the cart for both his wins.
Yeah, and drawn the pole Sunday night. That'll help him a bit. It's a good even race, just the same. But at least he's drawn one, and he can he's going to get a good run from in there.
And over in the last race, the rating 30-50 event over 2,200 metres, you drive Sacramento Sun for your brother Adrian. He's only won the one race. That was four starts ago in Hobart, and that was your last drive on the four-year-old gelding.
Yeah, that's right. He's had three runs back this time in, and just drawn a little bit awkward in a. That's an even race too, but he hasn't had a lot of luck his last couple of runs. He's got back and been hitting the line pretty good, so hopefully he'll probably get back again, in Lonnie Sunday night from that draw, and hopefully he can track something into it and finish off pretty good.
Who do you reckon your best winning chance is on the card in Launceston on Sunday night, Ricky?
I'd say the Coolwater Paddy horse dunking the mile. Be just interesting to see how he measures up against some of them.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to see how he tackles on, call me Hector, who does have the mantle as the fastest horse on this island. So I'm really looking forward to that race, 7 past 8 on Sunday night. Ricky, thanks very much for your time here on From the Stables, and best of luck with your drives in Launceston on Sunday.
No worries. Thanks very much, Dan.